Hello everybody, I hope you're all doing well. This is the podcast Living Out Loud, LOL, and I'm your host, Cheche Oyando, also known as The Locked Doc, or Cheyenne, if you like. And in this podcast, we discuss all things lifestyle. So yeah, grab your coffee or whatever you drink, and let's get right into it. Hello everyone, I hope you guys have had a lovely few days. I've been good. I've been really good actually of late. I've been spending lots of time again with my family members, my sisters, my cousin, my cousins, my grandma. Yeah, I'm really grateful for that. I hope you guys are doing well, keeping healthy, achieving all your goals, or even if you're not, I hope you're prioritizing yourself and being kind to yourself. I noticed last week I didn't do an affirmation, which is so bad. So today's affirmation is: today I choose to be confident. And I love that. It's like my affirmations are always tying in with whatever I'm going through at the moment. Yeah, so I love that a lot. So today I'll share something personal-ish. So my relationship ended. I accepted that it ended because it truly probably ended a while back, but yeah, I finally accepted, and it feels like a load has been lifted off, honestly. It was really weighing me down, and it was when it ended, like, this ending was a surprise at first because we were so okay. That was my best friend. I've never been in such a tight relationship with that person, with anyone. And it was beautiful while we were together, but things happen. Life happens, and we're not together anymore. To be honest, from late December it was different. It was hot and cold. It was either we are so okay and everything is okay, or we are not okay at all and it's terrible. And there was no in between, which is really sad. And at some point things just weren't getting solved, so things were just piling up. So it was just a lot. So I don't think anyone really saw it coming. Even my sisters were all shocked. They were like, "Wait, what? No, you're joking." I was like, yeah, it ended, and it's ending, and yeah, it felt like shit because, as I said, that was my best friend. I'll always have love for the homie, always care about him, but I guess it just wasn't working on his side. Which is okay, because everyone has their choices that they get to make. What I'm saying, no one saw it coming, is because, like, we were, as I said, we were so okay, like, everything was great. Just that we weren't solving our issues as effectively as we were. Okay, we were trying to, but other things in life outside of our relationship, on both ends, like in our personal lives, got in the way, and I guess those needed to be prioritized first. So we weren't able to now prioritize our relationship during that time because they were pretty important things. How am I feeling? I'm doing much better now. I was going through it, guys. It wasn't nice, and I think it's something like I've been going through it since, as I said, since end of December. I mean, we were still together, but like I could tell like things are just so different. So it sucked, but now that I've accepted it, I think I'm much better. I'm okay. It doesn't hurt me when I think about it as it would before. Even when we were together, like I'd think about like should I try harder? I'd really put myself down about it. But right now, when I think about everything that has happened, I don't feel that pain in my chest. You know that pain you feel when when you're heartbroken. Yeah, I don't feel it anymore. I think the week of Valentine's Day was the toughest for me, because obviously I would have loved to spend it with him, but that man is strict, girl. No contact. Do you know what no contact is? Like, nothing. Calls were me calling him, of course he wouldn't pick up. Texting him, no reply. Like, he, as I mentioned in the previous episode, he has really strong boundaries. So, and when he makes a decision, I guess he sticks to it, which is good for him. And it's also good for me, because likely back then, like that week of Valentine's, I was going through it. If he had spoken to me, likely I would have just broken down, and I would have probably said things that I'm not supposed to say. Like, it would have even been a worse situation than it already is. So yeah, that week of Valentine's was really tough for me, not only because of like us not being able to spend that day together, but also information was brought to me that same week about our relationship that I had no idea about, and it broke me. I think that helped me accept, but also it broke me because I was like, no way. Like, I really believed that this was more than whatever this information holds. So it broke me, but it also helped me like accept and be like, yeah, fine, I guess maybe I was in my head, or I don't know. Yeah, it sucked. It really sucked. I'm laughing right now, but guys, 2 weeks ago, I was beat down. I don't think I'll ever get into details as to what exactly happened in this, because I still respect him. I still have love for him. I truly wish him well. The only thing that I have a problem with is we're going to spend so much time together in like the near future, so I really wanted us to be on better terms, but as I said, this man is strict. Girl, oh god, this guy is so strict. So I don't think that would be happening, so, but I hope in those days that we have to be in the same place at the same time, I hope we manage to keep it okay. Do I think we will get back together? I don't think so. Not only because of what it's done to me mentally, but it's because there's a lot to unpack. We probably need like Yandla fix my life to come and help us, because there's just a lot of there's just a lot of baggage and a lot to unpack that I mean, I would be willing to, but I don't think like it's worth going back through the mental stress and the struggle of it all. I also, we both of us, we deal with our problems very differently. I am more of a communicator. Like, if there's something wrong, like, let's just talk about it and see where it goes from here. But unfortunately, he's not the type. He's very avoidant. So I don't think we'll ever get to that position where we'll be able to sit down and talk about it. Unless there is like Kofi Annan there, because it would probably get really messy. So my relationship ended. I do hope we can be friends maybe in future. I don't know, but again, it's proving difficult. When you have such a deep connection with someone, I think it's tough for you to just move from being so close to just being friends. And yeah, I've accepted that now. I mean, at first I was losing my shit. Since December, I've been losing my shit. I'm like I've been trying to like fix it, or if like when we're not okay, like the times when, yeah, the times we weren't okay, I would literally give my arm and my leg for us to find a way to sort things out, which was exhausting. But yeah, just have to accept it. Oh yeah, and then it's just a lot. Anyway, if you know him, like, he's a good guy. Don't have anything bad that I will say about him as a person, like in terms of how he is to, like, as a friend, he's a great guy. And I'm sure anyone who knows him or knows me, yeah, knows us, could testify that, yeah, he's a nice person. Yeah, so it's unfortunate that it had to end the way it did. And yeah, I wish him well. I really do wish him the best. I wish all good things for him. I hope he, like, every aspect of his life, I hope he's blessed in all aspects of his life. I hope everything works out for him. I hope he's successful. I hope he truly meets somebody who he will love. Not that he didn't love me. Okay, I don't know. Love is different, but I hope he meets a companion. He finds someone. And yeah. So, I accepted on Sunday that it was done. Officially accepted on Sunday. I mean, I had emailed him on, I think it was Saturday. But I don't know if he's even seen it. Do people check their emails? I check my emails quite regularly, but I don't know. Maybe he's seen it, maybe he hasn't. I had all these questions that I thought I needed answers to. I mean, it would have been nice to get the answers, especially with all the information I was getting after it ended. Yeah, it would have been nice to get those answers, but knowing him, I doubt he'll reply to that email, which is also okay. I spoke to two of my really good friends about it. One friend told me that sometimes ghosts need to stay dead. She used the word ghost because at first it was like I was sort of ghosted. Yeah. And I don't even fault, okay. I don't want to say I don't fault him for it, but as I said, I'm a communicator, so of course anyone, like any sort of silent treatment is painful to me. But as I said, we were both dealing with really, really crucial things outside of our relationship. So yeah, I understand that maybe he needed to give the energy to that more. Yeah, I understand that now. So one of my friends told me ghosts need to stay dead. Yeah. And then my other friend told me that you don't always need closure, because sometimes you will go looking for that closure and then you may come out worse or cheated more, because three things can happen. One, either this person will accept like whatever happened and their part in it, my part in it, and it would be a productive conversation. Or two, they will not accept their part they played in it, and they will put everything on you, and you'll end up feeling worse than you did, which is also bad. And three, which I think is the worst one, is that they'll feed you lies or bullshit about whatever is going on, or like they'll just agree with everything for their sake, and then you guys may get back together and it's still like you're just living a lie, because nothing was truly solved, everything was just accepted for the sake. So yeah, so I don't know how I feel about closure. I've always been a closure babe, like I just want to know, like, what is it? But I guess you can't control it, and so I just have to live with it. Yeah, so as I said, I'll always have love for him. Always care about him. Yeah, but I'll have to do that from a distance. And yeah. Do you know what I'm saying, girls or guys? Yeah. Yeah. But I'm definitely better now. I journal a lot, or rather I've been journaling a lot and putting my thoughts down. I've been speaking to a therapist because it was just a lot to deal with that one. I still maintain that I was a really good girlfriend to him, really good friend, partner, homie, all those things. Yeah, and it was good while it was. Yeah. Yeah, so respectfully, I don't wanna hear anything about him. If something is happening with him, or if he's going through something, or if he's shared something with you, or something happened in our relationship, I don't want to hear anything about it, because it will take me to a really dark place again. Because you see, the way I love you, girl, it's not for this generation. And I'll find myself worrying about him, especially if it's something that's not good, like if he's not okay, or something is happening with him, I don't know who he'll share that with, who would tell me. Yeah, but like, if in case something happens, I don't wanna hear pimp. I don't wanna hear shit about him, okay? Please and thank you. Kindly respect that, because I'm not trying to go back. Okay? Thank you. And to make it clear, I mean that I don't wanna hear something from an external party. If he feels like he wants me to know something, or for example, if he needs to borrow a book or something. That was the worst example, Cheyenne. He will come and tell me himself. I don't want, like, if you're coming to tell me something about him, or if you're going to tell him something about me, please, 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 let's not, okay? Thank you. Yeah, so that was it. I've also lost so much weight since December, guys. Like, how am I 72 kgs? The last time I was 72 kgs, I think, was in 2015. Yeah, and I mentioned I don't like how I look when I'm smaller. So yeah, I'm currently 72 kgs, but I'm working on getting back up. I think my ideal weight, or rather how I like my body, is when I'm at around 77, 78. So yeah, I'm working on getting back there. I'm looking for a gym in Nairobi that is affordable, because gyms in Nairobi are too expensive, and I don't think I'm ready to go back to my house in the town where my school is in yet, because I feel I'll start overthinking. I just need my sisters around me for now. Yeah, so yeah, that's what's happening. Oh yeah, I wanted to talk about BMI. Guys, my BMI says that the heaviest I should be 68. I mean, I never trust BMI, because at 68, I look sickly. Like, and even now, I posted a photo of myself on my Instagram over the weekend, and my classmate, shout out to Katie, was like, "Eh, si umekonda ni nini?" And that's 72. So can you imagine if I get to 68? I would, like, I'll be looking like, I don't know, like I'm sick. Yeah, so as I said, my ideal, like what I like for myself, is 77, 78, or I can even say till 80 if I'm gaining it in the gym. Yeah, till 80. I think the heaviest I've been is 87. That was last year. So you can imagine I've lost so much. How much is that? 15 kgs. Yeah. But I started losing weight like around November, and that was mainly because of exams. But I didn't lose that much, but right now it's crazy. The first thing everyone says to me when they see me is, "Oh my gosh, si umekonda, like, what's wrong?" And I don't like that. Like, why does it have to be something wrong? I mean, yeah, something was wrong, but like, so many things were wrong. Like, in all aspects, I was failing in all aspects of my life. Yeah, but we here now, and we strive to be better. We strive to be healthier. Yeah, I'm really excited for this journey that I'm taking. I've told myself that I would like to be single for a really long while, to fully heal, and to fully unlearn, because I also have really bad habits, so I need to unlearn those and relearn healthy habits, or rather learn healthier habits. Yeah, so I'm really excited. Tomorrow is March 1st. I signed up for a challenge. It's called the 75 Hard Challenge. So I signed up for it and I start tomorrow. So for the next 75 days, I'm not drinking alcohol. I am going to do 2 45-minute workouts a day. I'm going to drink 4 liters of water. 4 liters is a lot. I mean, of late, I've been drinking a lot of water, but I don't think it gets to 4 liters. Probably like 2.5 liters. Yeah. What else is part of the challenge? Oh, yeah, eating healthier. I have to read a self-help book. Every day, like I read a few pages of a self-help book. There are other things that I've also added for myself. One of them is celibacy. Well, I've been celibate for the past, like intentionally celibate for the past. Sorry about that banging. There are some house repairs happening. So, yeah, I've been celibate for the intentionally celibate for now 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Yeah, 3 3.5 weeks intentionally. So so I want to be celibate. I really want to get to know myself properly. My likes, my dislikes. That banging sound is so annoying. I want to spend time with my friends. I noticed I had really isolated myself from some of my friends. So I want to get back at that, and yeah, form my bonds. Rather, yeah, repair my bonds, not form, repair bonds. What else is part of that challenge? Oh, I can't remember them, but maybe during the next episode I can talk more about that challenge. If you want to join it, you can DM me on Instagram. I made my other page my podcast page, so you can follow this podcast officially at LOL podcast underscore KE on Instagram. And you can DM me there about if you're interested in the challenge. It's basically runs for 75 days, and if you skip or if you do something that is not part of your plan, for the challenge, you have to start the challenge again. Yeah, so I'm really eager to see how I will be looking, how I'll be feeling, how I'll be in those 75 days. I'm really excited about that. What else has happened this week? Oh yes, my baby cousin was running for governor in her school. So I was helping her with her posters. I was helping her with her speech, with her manifesto. Guys, it's serious. Yeah, so I really hope that she wins. Her elections are on Friday. Yeah, on Friday. But she's been having rehearsals this week. Guys, I knew it was serious when she told me IEBC is the one that is moderating the election. I was like, what? It's definitely serious. Yeah, so I really hope she wins. I've been seeing my nephew a lot of late, and I love that. He's such a lovely man. Ah, the cutest. Ah, yeah, I love that for him. Yeah, life has been good these past few days, and I'm so happy about that. Trying to get my mojo back, my confidence back, my self-esteem back up. I was really beating myself down for everything that had been going on, but guys, we move. I've also finished my electives. I don't think I ever mentioned, but I was doing my medical school electives. at a really, really good hospital. I really hope I get to go for my internship there. Actually, I will go for my internship there. I'm manifesting that so that I could come back to this podcast and say, guys, I manifested this and I got it. Yeah, I really love it there. The consultants, the residents, the MOs, the interns, the nurses, everyone is so helpful and always willing to teach you. So yeah, I've learned so much. I rotated in general surgery and in orthopedics, and it was lovely. My small sister Rana would say that lovely. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, also, how did I forget? I'm part of our medical school mental health club or association. It's called PsycUL, and from tomorrow we run a wellness challenge. I'll post it on my personal page, and I'll also post it on my podcast page, so that if you're interested in doing it, you can do it. And we also have a webinar series coming up from the second Wednesday of the month, then every Wednesday of March after that. I think I'm speaking on the second, during the second webinar. Yeah. So I really hope it goes well. Also, my term is ending, and I have faith that the people who will come after, because people have shown interest and they're really mental health orientated, mental health orientated people, like people who are really passionate about mental health as well. So I'm sure that the club is in good hands and it will just get better. I also wanted to say, like, the men who listen to my podcast, kindly tell me, like, do you guys sense when someone is single? Because damn, like, I'm getting a lot of attention right now. And I, like, I'm turning that attention down because I'm obviously not at a space to be dealing with that. But really, really high value men are showing interest, and so I'm just like what timing is this? Like, do you just sense when a girl is in her healing stage, or a girl has just been told, like, no babe, it's not you, I don't want you, and you're like, okay, if he doesn't want her, I want her immediately. I really need to know the science behind that. Like, do you guys sense energies? Do you guys sense, like, what is it? What is it? Yeah, so let me know if you can. Anyway, yeah, that was this episode. It was a random episode just to, like, get things out and to keep you guys in the know of, for example, the wellness challenge and the webinars that are coming up. So yeah, I really hope you guys could join the challenge and the webinars, and we can learn something from both. If you're going through a breakup, like, I know it sucks, but just find a way to, like, keep doing the tasks that you're set to do. Give yourself 2 days to process everything, but just get up and, like, find things to do. Even in those 2 days, if you're just in your room sleeping, just go to your window and look outside. Like, people are still going on with their lives. Like, the world is not over. And it's something I struggled with. I thought my life was done. As silly as it sounds, yeah, I thought my life was done. But yeah, you look outside the window, people are going to work, people are jogging in the morning, in the evening. Children are out there laughing. Find a way to just psych yourself up and it will pass. And I'm not even saying that it's passed for me, but I am doing much better than I was few days ago, few weeks ago. So that's what I want to say. So have a good morning, evening, night of whatever day you're listening to this, and I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Always remember to live out loud, laugh out loud, and love out loud. Take care. Bye.